Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to tune in as a Noon Blog Talk radio show, part of Your Voice Radio Network. This is half of your host here today, Lee Roberts. My partner in crime, Donna Shear, was unable to, unfortunately, join me today. She had to step out, something to take care of, and we'll be back next Wednesday. But continuing on with Child Abuse Awareness Month, we're going to talk about child abuse, bullying, and suicide. The interconnectedness of all of it. The statistics are really high. You know, we know they're connected. We know no matter what numbers we see. You know, I could give you statistics, but you know, what numbers we see really aren't the true numbers because they don't reflect the numerous cases that aren't reported. You know, the trauma of child abuse can last a lifetime, and that leads to a higher risk of anxiety, depression, and suicide for many of us survivors down the line. We found that adults who are physically or who are abused during childhood are more likely to know those who have been non-abused to have the suicidal thoughts and to think about taking their own life, not just a fleeting thought, like a passing train, but it sits there and it lingers on you. I know I've been there. I was there 36 years ago, 37 years ago. My son will be 37 in May, but it was my pregnancy with him that rescued me. But child abuse leaves a permanent scar on our souls. It leaves a permanent scar. The trauma that's left in the aftermath of abuse, whether a survivor has endured one episode of abuse or repeated episodes over time, it's still heavily traumatic for each of us who have survived being sexually assaulted, molested, whether you have been physically abused as a child, which thankfully that was the one thing I was never not. I guess I would always wish that I was a bit hurt. I wish that somebody would have hit me because that probably would have been better for me to deal with, I think. I don't know. And if any other survivors out there feel like this, anyone who has survived child sexual abuse and molestation, incest, but I'd rather been punched, quite honestly. But, when we talk about the connection here for childhood sexual abuse and suicide, you know, there's so much that is left with the intractable trauma. You know, we're left with to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder, the medical issues that that many survivors deal with in the aftermath, often digestive issues, migraines. There's just so many things that come into play here. You know, survivors are amazing because they're deeply sensitive. We're intuitive. We protect the innocents. You know, what also happens to survivors and deal with dissociation too. Many of us have, or still do deal with, eating disorders or disordered eating, as I like to call it. And we get to the point where we just feel that at some point that suicide is an option, but it's never an option, honestly. You know, sexually abused children, their kids are violated in every single way. You know, our trust is violated. Kids are lied to, you're threatened, you're sworn to secrecy. You know, your pet is going to be hurt, your parents will be killed. Nobody will believe you. They're exploited. Their little bodies are exploited, shared, photographed. You know, the harm is irreparable, really. I mean, we can repair so much as a survivor. We go through healing with the proper support, which is vital, but it just never completely heals. There's always something that needs to be worked on. You can get to a good point in healing, though, with the great support system that surrounds you. If you don't have a support system, if you need resources, if you don't know where to look, you know, just reach out to us and you know, we can help you find the resources you need. We're Advocates United for Humanity. That's Advocates, the number 4, humanity.weebly.com. And you can reach my partner and I, Donna Shear. That's our website. You can look under for resources. We have many resources for child abuse awareness, suicide, bullying. But if there's a resource that you need that you can't locate, email us at humanity@gmail.com, and you know, we'll give you a hand. Let us know what's going on, what you need, and you know, we'll reach back out to you and help you find those resources that you need. You know, what can we do to help reduce the risk of suicide for those who have been abused? Well, you can be there. Let them, you know, if this is a friend, you have a friend who's going through this and you don't know what to say or if you should say anything, so you don't say anything at all or you avoid them, go to them and let them know that you're there. Let them know you're there for them if they want to talk, to be the shoulder, to be an ear. Just let them know that you're there, non-judgmental, no matter what, because there's a lot of stuff that may come in. You know, if your friends... your friend needs somebody to talk to, and you know, it helps to have someone to share the information with, to share the pain with. If you can't, if you don't have anybody around you to talk with, and you need to reach out, you can also call the National Suicide Lifeline. And there's also the Trevor Lifeline for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community. If you need to reach out, help. And the Trevor Lifeline is amazing with what they do for the young folks. They really are. So what can you do? What can you do? Just be there. Be there for your friend. Just reach back out. they may or may not share anything with you, but just let them know that you're there, and that's a big thing. You know, childhood survivors go through a tremendous amount of upheaval within themselves, within their homes. With, you know, there's so much that goes on in the trauma of the aftermath, you know, and it does it permanently. I'm reading an article here, which was really interesting, I think, and it talks about how child abuse permanently modifies the stress genes in our bodies. It's a gene called NR3C1, and it affects our ability to deal with stress. it's an incredibly interesting article, and we'll be sharing it on our site at on our Facebook page, Advocates United for Humanity. But this article, to know how the brain changes, it appears drastically. What's called glucocorticoid, there we go, receptor, you know, that sticks to cortisol, the so-called, you know, our stress hormone. Well, the NR3C1 gene is part of that system. It produces that, the glucocorticoid receptor. You know, it triggers a chain reaction in our body, and in this way, our body automatically limits its own response to stressful situation. It changes us. Abuse changes the brain, changes the stress genes in the brain. You know, it's, if people could wrap their head around damage that abuse does to the children, then maybe they would take a step back and think about it. Think about disciplining differently for those who believe in the full-on grab the paddle and, you know, beat your butt red raw kind of thing. You know, I don't know. There's discipline and there's abuse, and there's an extremely fine line between the two, and that can easily be crossed. And now, if you find yourself as a parent or a guardian at that point, if you find yourself at that fine line, at that edge of the fine line, back up, breathe, call somebody, text somebody. I know I could say count to 10, but counting to 10 doesn't always work, right? We know this. And kids can be trying. We can be trying. I know this. I see it, you know, I remember from my own raising my son, and, you know, I've got 4 grandkids, so it can, you know, elevate the stress level sometimes. To just reach out if you feel you're on that line, you know, and somebody reach back, call, you reach out to one of the hotlines, National Suicide Hotline, or any other outline out there, just put a crisis number and call somebody. If you need specific numbers, just let us know, and we'll get them to you. We have a lot of information on our site. You know, I want to take a minute out and thank our sponsors, Renova Disposal in Renova, Pennsylvania. And thank you so much for all that you do and for helping us to continue to bring the shows and bring awareness to the public. And we appreciate your support. And if anybody out there wants to help support our show, if you want to be a sponsor for an individual show or for Your Voice Radio Network, or just email us and let us know, and we'll tell you what to do. And we appreciate your support. You know, are you a bystander, or what do you do if you see something happening? Do you intervene? Would you pick up a phone? Would you make a call? Do you know that your phone call could be the one that saves a child's life? And any calls made in good faith, you know, you can't get in trouble for that. You just, if you think you see something, if you see something, say something. You may be right, you may be wrong, but you can save a child's life in the process. And 10 to 1 that you're right on what you see. Follow your gut. Listen to the intuition. If something tells you that something's wrong, listen to it. Don't put it aside. It's a very important connection we have with our gut. You know, and too often, especially as survivors, we've pushed that back. We're going to push that aside because we're told what we feel doesn't matter. As you're a child, you know, what you feel, what you want, that doesn't matter. So we push that all aside. But learn to listen to it if you haven't already. It will never steer you wrong, ever. You know, there's danger everywhere. There's danger everywhere. So just keep your eyes open. It doesn't matter where you are. And this is sad to say, even in the schools, too. The schools and doctor's offices, in the market, on the bus. You know, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You know, profound trauma. It's complicated to the brain. This, we recognize and acknowledge this trauma, you know, and the PTSD concerns with our soldiers who serve in our armed forces. And God bless them all. Then we remember that this is the kind of trauma, you know, that children live through. You know, it's the trauma of childhood sexual abuse is often stuck in a back corner. It's stuck on a back burner somewhere for people. But the reality is that, you know, it's there. And the reality of talking about childhood sexual abuse makes people really uncomfortable. That's not my problem, not our problem. It should make you uncomfortable. It should make you uncomfortable enough to do something, to want to do something, to help the kids. Excuse me. You know, we're not here to make you comfortable. We're not here to talk about fluffy, pretty little things. You know, we're talking about reality, life, children. You know, and those of us who survived the abuse and lived to tell, you know, our stories, you find your voice in on the wings and wind of others, of other survivors. You become stronger as you support each other, you share stories, and we heal. There is, it's not a straight path. You can be trekking from side to side. It's not linear. Healing is not linear. You know, reading a particular article here, I had read about a report of a young woman who was in her early 20s and she endured sexual abuse from ages 5 to 15. Okay, that's right in where the years that I spent. Many of us start, you know, I remember from about 5 years old, 4 years old, and then I went through the abuse until I left and graduated high school, which was 17 and a half years old. So for this young woman, that was 10 years. That's 10 years. Think about this. 10 formative years of a child's life, 10 years of constant abuse, 10 years of terror, 10 years for a child to be living in a panic state for the other shoe to drop, for the monster to come out of the closet at night, or during the day for some, you know, but even this particular woman, the doctors said that she wasn't curable. which, you know, I don't understand. You know, curable, I guess. There's nothing to cure, but it's healing. But I think that's my problem with the word incurable. But, you know, it speaks volumes. It speaks great volumes about the deeply wounded state of a child's being. You know, we're so deeply wounded. And how to, you know, there's, you seek professional help. Many people get on the journey to healing and begin to find peace, and others end up slipping away and become lost and often take their lives. You know, this particular woman did find peace on her own terms, and she left quite a powerful legacy, and she made the world more aware of her severe life-threatening trauma, childhood sexual abuse, and the marks that it leaves on the child's psyche. You know, a child's mind is forming and growing, learning, processing, and the abuse disrupts all that. It dismantles everything that's going on inside the brain, inside the child. It just dismantles everything. It mixes it up. It's like it puts your personally speaking, I can say it feels like it puts your brain is put in a blender. Yeah. But, you know, excuse me. But childhood sexual abuse, physical abuse, childhood abuse in general leaves a trauma on survivors that, unless you are a survivor, you're never going to understand. You're never going to understand. You're never going to understand how what a survivor feels unless you are a survivor. Deal with, there are so many co-occurring issues that come along when we begin to heal. But we have medical issues. There are many things that can interrupt or prevent or hamper our getting intervention or assistance. Sometimes there's not anybody in your area that has the specialty. Now, I did see two therapists, but the main one that I saw for many years was she was amazing, but she admittedly did not know much about some of the things that I was healing from. But I stayed with her because I was very, very comfortable with her. And we know how we hate going to, you know, from therapist to therapist or doctor to doctor. It's always tough to start over again, and especially for survivors having to start over again. I just, you know, we fight that tooth and nail. I don't even like fighting and getting my regular doctor, my primary doctor, changed. I really go into a panic mode when that happens. But, you know, the impact, going back to the impact of the trauma on the brain, you know, it makes our brain stress response systems make that trauma impact makes children more vulnerable to later stressful events. And the childhood trauma also can cause earlier onsets of, you know, psychopathology and suicidality. And it can lead to a host of other life events, each of which can possibly increase the risk for the suicidality. Now, for each of us, that's a little bit different. There is a range of traumas, and, you know, I'm going to go into here for a minute. Excuse me. I want to tell you that sexual and physical abuse have the strongest relationship to suicidality. they are both very, very strongly connected to survivors who end up taking their own life, whether they're a teen, which sadly that happens quite often, and it's happening with increasing sadness to our children. You know, they're taking their own lives, the bullying, the sexual abuse, the physical abuse, and then they go to school, they get bullied by their peers. You just can't take it. You feel like you're in a tornado, and you just think it's the only way out, but it's not. So please, please reach out and, you know, reach out and talk to somebody. If you need help, please pick up the phone and call National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-8255. You can call them if you're in crisis, if you need help, and they will direct you to somebody that's in your area if you need that, or if you just need somebody to talk to, they're there. They're there. And, excuse me, the TrevorProject.org, it was 1-866-488-7386. It's 866-488-7386. And that's the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project is amazing, and they're a leading national organization. They provide crisis intervention, suicide prevention services to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning young people ages 13 to 24. So if you are in one of those, if you are in those categories, if you are LGBTQ and you need to reach out to somebody, call the Trevor Project. Get in touch with them. They're at thetrevorproject.org is their website. They also have a text crisis, but that is time. That's not 24/7. So. But they're an amazing organization as well. So I want to thank you, everybody, for joining me here. And next week, you'll have both of us, both your hosts back, you know, Lee and Donna, right, at the roundtable with more on, well, I'll keep you in suspense. We're working on a great show for next week, continuing with Child Abuse Awareness Month. So it's going to be everything and anything relating to children this month, especially. So I just want to say thank you. And you can stop by our website at advocatesunited4humanity.weebly.com. You can stop by the Facebook page for Your Voice Radio Network. And we just thank you, everybody, for our sponsors, our supporters, and to all survivors out there, you are not alone. You are not alone. And you are worth every step you take. You are worth every step you take to protect yourself, to heal yourself, no matter what. If you have to separate yourself from family, from friends, you do it for you because you're worth it. You are worth it no matter what. And you are beautiful just the way you are. You are perfect. You are perfect. And so thank you for joining us this show, and we'll see you next week. She was born. All around her.